From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief.
Theo here.
September 11th, Tech Desk. Five stories from the last 24 hours, here's where I'd start.
Let's get into it. First, from the decoder opener, I float, so shared it, I slow down. Takes it to Congress opener, I wants to know from members of Congress whether an industry-wide slowdown in our development would be legal, according to several people familiar with the matter. Clarifying the math behind Anthropic's representation, workspace in verbalizable representations form a global workspace in language models. Anthropic researchers introduce the JSpace and LLM analog demonstrated on Claude Opus 4.6 to the global workspace in the human cortex and neura. L-circuit hypothesized to underpin access consciousness. The article opener I floats a shared array slowdown takes it to Congress appeared first on the decoder. Next.
Second, from Towards Data Science. Demystifying Anthropic's JSpace, a mathematical primer. The authors present extensive empirical evidence validating this connection and demonstrate the utility of the JSpace as an auditing tool for LLM alignment.
Our goal in this brief article is not to contribute to that broader conceptual debate. Up next, third, from the decoder opener eyes new agents, a PI gives developers the infrastructure behind Codex and ChatGPT. OpenAI has just rolled out its agents, a PI in public beta, and it's pretty interesting. This new tool allows developers to create cloud agents that can operate on their own for extended periods. They can execute code and even delegate tasks to sub-agents, which adds a layer of flexibility. What's nice is that there aren't any extra fees to worry about, just the usual token usage.
Plus, companies like Cloudflare, Vercel, and Oracle are stepping in to provide sandbox environments, which could really help developers test things out without any hassle.
It feels like a solid step towards more autonomous applications.
And then,
fourth, from the decoder, Anthropic's $1.5 billion book settlement descends into chaos as authors and publishers fight over who gets paid.
So,
there's this massive $1.5 billion settlement involving Anthropic, and it's turning into quite a mess. This is the largest copyright deal ever in the US, and now authors and publishers are in a bit of a tug-of-war over how to divide the pie. It's interesting because you think a deal of this size would have a clear plan, but it seems like everyone has their own ideas about what they deserve.
Some authors feel they should get a bigger slice, arguing that their work is what drives the value, while publishers are pushing back, claiming they take on the risks and costs of bringing those works to market.
It's a classic case of creative minds clashing with business interests, and the stakes are high. The chaos is not just about the money, it's also raising questions about the future of copyright and how it's handled in this digital age.
As these discussions unfold, it's going to be fascinating to see how this impacts not just the parties involved, but the broader landscape of publishing and authorship.
Next, fifth, from the decoder. Class action lawsuit accuses Anthropic of overselling Claude subscriptions with deceptive usage multipliers. The article class action lawsuit accuses Anthropic of overselling Claude subscriptions with deceptive usage multipliers appeared first on the decoder. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.